I hear something?
Your footsteps on the roof, Santa's. I think he just passed over my house. He's already starting. It's not even Christmas Eve yet.
I know, but you know what? He's got a long way to go, and he's in Canada, for God's sake, if he's on your roof. What is he doing?
Right? Well, I mean, you know what? I've often wondered, how does this guy travel the world in one night? I mean, come on.
Well, I have no idea. Apparently Rudolph is extremely
Know what?
magical. I have no
I
idea.
know. Yeah, I figured it out. Teleportation.
Or that too.
He teleports himself.
We have Tim Allen's number. Maybe we can ask him. I'm just asking.
Okay, it is episode 292 of the PNC Progression Wrestling Podcast. I'm Elio, he's Ben. Ben, happy Festivus.
Happy Festivus to you as well, man. I'm very excited this year, more so than in a very long time for some reason.
Now, let me ask you, do you know outside of Seinfeld, do you know about Festivus?
Not really.
Festivus is celebrated on December 23rd. It's an actual holiday. I was looking it up on Wikipedia, which we all know Wikipedia can be edited, but this one I know is true because I heard an interview with the guy, one of the producers on Seinfeld. His father invented this holiday, Festivus.
Okay, cool.
So it's like basically, if you don't believe in all the commercialism of Christmas and all that, and like presents and stuff like that, you celebrate Festivus. Instead of a Christmas tree, you put up an aluminum pole.
So that's where that joke came from.
That's
Was
why I was
that?
saying, did you guys have your aluminum pole set up?
I was trying to figure that out. That one went over my head last night, so thank you for
Yeah, so,
explaining that.
Yeah, and they have the Aaron Williamses, and it's just like I can't believe like someone's father actually invented a holiday. Like
That's actually
insane,
quite funny.
right? Because I myself, I'm like Festivus. What is this? It's got to be fake. It's Seinfeld. It can't be real. Yet
Well,
it is.
originally I thought it was fake too.
it's real. So.
Well, you learn
Tonight,
something new every day.
yeah. So tonight we have a bit of a different show. We are not gonna do the week in wrestling. We did that last night on Wrestling POV. Tonight we're just gonna have fun. We're gonna preview AEW World's End, and I've got a couple of tournaments set up for you. First of all, I have the Ric Flair Greatest Opponent tournament set up for you. I did that earlier this week. And I put together a couple of movie tournaments earlier today, and I set up the 100 Worst Gimmicks tournament, which will take place on New Year's Eve.
Absolutely, and we're gonna go over some of the names in that tournament, but
Oh my God, when you
not
hear
the
some of these
matches.
matches, and Ben,
Yeah.
these are not good matches. When you book this, you have to book which one is the absolute worst gimmick between these matches I set up, okay?
Okay. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I can make chicken salad out of chicken shit to steal a Brock Lesnar line.
Oh my God. Okay, so we see we get into our preview of AEW World's End.
Absolutely, and I have the card pulled up, but as far as I understand it, two additional matches have been made, the latest of which was announced on Collision, which I'm actually going to watch after we get off the air here
What
because,
you're recording it?
yeah.
Oh, okay.
I always recorded Collision and I never stopped, so.
Oh, okay. So kind of like I always record. Like I always used to record Raw, even if I used to watch it when I was like I'm talking about the Attitude Era when I was still going to school and work. I still used to record it, even
Yeah,
though I watched
definitely.
it.
Definitely.
My dad would get mad at me. He's like, "Man, you record, you're watching it. Why do you have to record it?" Because why do you have to
Well,
record your Italian shows?
Italian soap operas are much more painful than professional wrestling.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna tell you a story off air about that because, oh my God, I was
I'm
traumatized as a child.
sure you were. I'm looking forward to that story.
Right, so two matches announced on Collision, you said?
Yes, well, one match that was announced on Collision, and then one that was just added to the lineup as of like an hour ago, according to this website.
Okay.
So,
So, what do you want to do, top to bottom or?
we'll go bottom to top,
Okay. All right, yep, we can do.
if it cooperates with me. Here we
All right.
go. Let's see. So first we have the TBS Championship, Julia Hart versus Abaddon.
Why?
Because they've been pushing that feud on Collision,
No, I know. I'm
apparently.
saying why. I mean, where's Abaddon been? And like, oh, she gets the TBS Championship match. And what is this new look that she has with the green hair?
Well, I haven't seen it, so I can't.
Okay. Wait. When you watch Collision, because I saw like little clips of it on Instagram, she doesn't look the same as she did when we first saw her. She's got like green hair, and she just, you'll see.
Okay. Yay.
It's just weird. Like I really liked her old look when she first debuted.
I've always thought that colored hair by and large looked weird.
Yeah, no, but this one just looks super weird. Like I really like the look she had when she first debuted.
Cool. But I
But
have.
for this one, I got Julia Hart.
Yeah, me too. I don't see her dropping it after she just won it, especially when Abaddon hasn't been built up for jack shit. Outside of the last couple weeks, according to what I was looking at. And then next week we have next up, I'm sorry, we have the Continental Classic Finals. As a reminder, that is for the AEW Continental Classic newly created title, the Ring
John
of Honor
Moxley versus
World
Swerve,
title.
right?
What?
Is it John Moxley versus Swerve?
Well, that's yet to be determined because we still have that triple threat match to
Oh, that's right, 'cause
determine.
they're tied, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but if I had to pick a winner, I would say Swerve.
You
I
know,
would say anybody else would be a mistake.
What? Okay, this is stupid because Eddie Kingston put his ROH championship on the line. He put his New Japan Strong Championship up in this tournament. He's gonna lose both titles now.
Yeah, because he didn't make the finals, did he?
Not that I know.
What place did he fall in? I don't remember, but
Know what? I don't even know. I'm gonna take a look at this. Hold on. Well, no,
it's just
why you
stupid.
go on? Why you continue? I'm gonna just take a look.
Okay, so then the next match up, I'm sorry, this one was just announced on Collision this evening, apparently. And also, before we get into the match, I saw a clip of something else that they have on Collision this evening. Guess who they gave a live mic to cut a promo?
Oh
Nick Wayne's mom.
no. Are you okay?
Literally had tears in my eyes. That reaction was hilarious. Holy shit. Holy crap. I can't see properly. Holy crap. I'm literally crying. But that would have been, that was so perfect because That would have been my exact reaction had I been watching it live versus just a Twitter clip. No, I will not call it X, you dumb fucks. But they gave Meg Wayne's mom alive. Mike, holy shit.
Why?
I don't
See, even my phone agrees. It's like, why?
know. Yes. Did you turn dictation on accidentally in your
No,
agony?
no, no, my alarm went off.
Oh, how fitting. Because yes, this should have set off alarm bells for whoever booked this shit, Tony Khan.
All right.
And but getting back to the card, I'm sorry. I malfunctioned there for a minute because of the ridiculous nature of giving a woman that is not a wrestler or a character on TV hardly at all a live mic on a major show. Okay, but nonetheless, if I had to pick a winner, and this is kind of hard to do because of the triple threat to determine the competitor, I think going against Moxley
Okay,
presentation
I don't think I have
plan.
the finals for Kingston, but from what I'm seeing on this one picture, he only has three, so I'm guessing he's already out.
Well, that yeah, which makes it really stupid that he put both of his titles online.
What are you doing?
But that's not his fault. That's Tony Khan's fault.
Right.
I guess that little detail slipped through the cracks. But if I had to pick a winner based on what I've seen so far and also what I want to happen, I think it would make the most sense for Swerve to win the Continental Classic.
Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna go. I can see that. I'll go with Swerve.
Okay.
The way they've been booking Jay White.
It's fucking weird, isn't it?
Right. But what's funny is Jon Moxley's like ahead of everyone. He's like in first place in the Gold League though.
Yeah, it's
But
fucking weird.
yeah, he I'm gonna go with Swerve.
Cool. And then next up we have the TNT title no disqualification match between Christian Cage, who was forced to stand alongside Nick Wayne's mother as if what she was doing was good shit. It was not.
Oh
But
my God! Now wait—that was tonight's AEW collision.
yes.
No, I'm gonna have to go back and watch it after.
Yes. What's her name? Shayna?
No, Melanie.
No. What the fuck? Now I gotta go look it up.
Nick Wayne's mom, isn't it Melanie Wayne or whatever?
No, you're thinking of Brian Pillman's mom. No, Brian Pillman's mom is Melanie. She died a few years ago.
Oh yeah, Shayna. There we go. Shayna Wayne.
Yes,
Yeah,
Shayna Wayne.
Shayna Wayne.
Okay, very good. I got it right. Yay.
Hooray.
Seriously, what the
Okay,
fuck?
so
But I got Christian Cage.
yeah, I mean the way they've been booking Adam Copeland since he debuted, I don't know, like he left WWE for what?
Yeah,
What
I really
what's he doing that's different here?
I well he is a lot less relevant.
Right.
I'll tell you that much.
But
And
I'm
that's
saying that's what I'm saying. Like, what's he doing that's different here? Like, yeah, PA people cheer for him, but still, nothing like when he was getting in WWE.
Oh, look at this next match that was booked. Not to cut you short, but I think I'm gonna puke all over my computer.
Oh
I can't believe I have to read this.
no.
Are you ready for this, ladies and gentlemen? Elio, can I get the most sarcastic drum roll in the history of our show, please? Tony Storm versus Rio for the AEW World Championship for the ladies.
Oh, yay.
Hooray!
You know what? They're not gonna give it to Riho. They better not give it to Riho. I got Tony Storm here.
Yeah, that's one of the most obvious picks ever.
Yeah.
Okay. And then as of right now, because you know at least five more matches are going to be added to the show between now and when it actually takes place. But the final match I have on the current lineup is the AEW World Championship match, MJF versus Samoa Joe. And also, before we make this pick, keep in mind that the devil is probably going to be revealed, and his henchmen are probably going to have something to do with this as well.
But if they interfere, that means Samoa Joe wins, but he doesn't win the title.
Right, so but I would rather see a straight up winner, but I'm just saying that could be a factor.
You know what? I'm just gonna do it. I'm gonna go with Samoa Joe. I want just because I feel like something's gonna happen.
Yeah, I'm sensing a swerve here. I'm actually gonna go Samoa Joe.
But there, I see one more match here on my lineup. I know the Golden Jets. I know that's not happening. But I see one more match here. The FTW Championship, which no one cares. No one cares.
Yes. That one was also booked on Collision. I'm sorry. That was the one that was booked on Collision. I forgot. I'm so sorry. So it's gonna be Huck versus
Wheeler
yay, hooray. Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. It's gonna be Huck.
Udo. I'm feeling a little sick. Hold on. I'm gonna go with Hook.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Do you need me to overnight you a sick bag?
Oh,
It might not be overnighted because it's Christmas season, but still.
you
Wouldn't the thought count more than anything?
go. Okay, so that's all the matches.
Yes.
All right, very good. So that takes care of AEW. Now, I put together two movie tournaments because, like I said, I have like so many lists here.
Indeed.
So I did one for the most rewatchable. No, sorry. Let me see which one. This one is the movie that captured the 80s the most.
Okay.
So in our first round, we had Dallas Buyers Club and The Wedding Singer, and we had a triple threat match with Adventureland, Wet Hot American Summer, and Broadcast News.
So, which one am I booking first?
No, I did this myself. I just
Oh, okay. Okay, very good.
So we had in the second round, the Wedding Singer moved on to face Broadcast News. Then on the right side, we had Class of 84 and American Psycho. We had Suburbia, Edge of 17, and Blinded by the Light. Class of 1984 and Blinded by the Light move on. And in the finals, it was Broadcast News and Blinded by the Light. Broadcast News won.
Okay, very good.
So Broadcast News 1987, but Class of 84. I love that movie. Have you seen that one?
No, I have not.
Okay, you need to go and watch that movie, Class of 1984. It's on Tubi.
Okay, cool.
All right, the match.
I'll watch it over Christmas break then.
All right, the one match that you were going to be booking first, the one tournament. It is Ric Flair's greatest opponent.
Okay.
All right, The left brackets. This is the blue league and the red league.
Okay.
We're gonna do the same thing we saw, only a better. We book better tournaments 2020.
Yeah, I can do that with my eyes closed.
Right, the first match. Kevin Nash and Ricky Morton.
Oh my God, are you serious? Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Ricky Morton.
Okay.
Bye-bye, Kevin.
All right, so
Have a nice Christmas, Kevin.
okay, so Ricky Morton moves on. All right.
Meet your mommy under the Christmas
Right.
Kevin.
Next up, we have Arn Anderson and Vader.
Arn Anderson.
All right. So Arn Anderson moves on to the next round. Okay. So your next match is going to be Terry Funk and Dusty Rhodes.
Dusty Rhodes.
Okay. Dusty Rhodes moves on. All right, and Dusty Rhodes will face the winner of this next match, Ricky Steamboat and Roddy Piper.
Ricky Steamboat.
Okay, Ricky Steamboat. All right, actually, hold on, give me a minute, just do a copy here so I can. There we go. Okay, and Ricky Steamboat, right?
Yes.
All right. Ricky Steamboat, okay. So Roddy Piper's out. Sorry, Roddy.
Sorry,
All
bud.
right. Then we have The Undertaker versus Tatsumi
What?
Fujinami. I know, what? What's
Oh,
going on? What? Well,
my
actually,
God.
that sounds so weird. Well, that match is weird, but Tatsumi Fujinami is not a weird opponent because do you remember when WCW had a super show in 91?
No, I was only three.
Well, yeah, I know, but I'm just saying, because you were into WCW, but I'm saying, did you ever hear of a super show?
No.
Okay, so in 1991, WCW had Japan Super Show, and the main event was Ric Flair versus Tatsumi Fujinami.
Okay.
So that's where that name came from.
Okay.
But this one, we have The Undertaker, duh. Come on.
Yes, I would agree.
Don't be giving me all. All right. So Undertaker moves on. All right. Next, we have Mick Foley versus Jack Briscoe.
I'm gonna go Jack Briscoe.
Okay. So we have Jack Briscoe, okay? And our next match will be a triple threat, Chris Jericho versus Lex Luger versus Harley Race.
Harley Race, come on now.
All right. So that will be the triple threat match. In the next round, it will be The Undertaker versus Jack Briscoe, and of course, yes. So let me just add that one. Okay, so okay, and all right, so that is the left bracket. That's all done.
Cool.
All right, on to the right brackets now. And your first match is Jerry Lawler versus Kerry Von Erich.
Jerry Lawler.
Okay. So we'll take that like okay. So Jerry Lawler moves on. All right. And next up, we have the Great Muta versus Sting.
Oh, Jesus.
All right. This match, when this match took place, this was a great match.
Oh, fuck. I'm gonna have to go with Sting. I'm sorry to the Great Muta. I really am, because I am aware. I don't want you guys to think I'm not. I am aware of the feud between Flair and the Great Muta.
Yep.
I just think that Sting has to take the cake.
Yep, I agree. All right. Your next match will be Barry Windham versus Wahoo McDaniel.
What? Jesus Christ. Can you say random? Barry Windham.
Okay, Barry Windham. All right, hold on. Give me here.
It's that kind of show, folks. We're having fun. We're running loose here.
So, okay, Barry Windham moves on. All right. So we got Barry Windham moving on to the next round. Yes, I am aware that we're gonna go into commercial. We still have time left, I believe.
Yeah, we have 6 minutes, 6 and a half minutes.
All right, so next match will be Greg the Hammer Valentine versus Hulk Hogan.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, but I gotta go Greg the Hammer Valentine.
Okay, and this is another match that took place in 84. All right. Then we have Bret Hart versus Rick Rude.
Bret Hart.
Okay. So Bret Hart moves on, and he will face the winner of this next match between Nikita Koloff and Shawn Michaels.
Just because of their tw WrestleMania 24 match, I gotta go with Shawn Michaels.
Okay. And the final match, the other triple threat, Randy Savage versus Kurt Hennig versus Magnum TA.
Oh, fuckery. I'll go Randy Savage.
All right. So Randy Savage is all right. So Ben, I think we should go into a commercial and then come back.
Okay. Very good.
Because I don't wanna get cut off while you're in the middle of booking a tournament. We don't do that on the show.
Yes, it's blasphemous. We don't commit that.
Right?
Professional wrestling perjury on this show.
All right, so we're back in 10.
Okay.
All right, we're back, and Ben, we are into the second round of this tournament to determine who Ric Flair's greatest opponent is.
Nope.
All right, second round, Ricky Steamboat versus Arn no, sorry, Ricky Morton versus Arn Anderson.
I'm gonna say Ricky Morton, because I remember Arn Anderson is more of a ally than a
Okay.
foe.
All right. And then we have a triple threat match. And in the this triple threat match, first of all, We have to do the second match, and that will be Dusty Rhodes versus Ricky Steamboat.
Oh, God damn. Oh, Jesus. I'm gonna go Dusty Rhodes.
Dusty Rhodes, okay.
Who would you go with?
That's a hard one. I like Ricky Steamboat, but you know what? I'd go with Dusty Rhodes. The Steamboat had some a great feud with Flair, but the battles that the bloody matches that him and Dusty had.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
All right, and the third and final name in this will be the winner of this triple threat match: The Undertaker versus Jack Briscoe versus Harley Race.
Harley Race.
All right, on to the right brackets now. And the first match here is going to be Jerry Lawler versus the Great Muta.
The Great Muta.
Okay. So, Great Muta, right. And next we have Barry Windham versus Greg Valentine.
I'm gonna again go with Greg Valentine.
Greg Valentine, okay. And here we go with this triple threat match: Bret Hart versus Shawn Michaels versus Randy Savage.
Randy Savage.
Okay. All right, Ben. So we have two triple threat matches. The first one we have will be Ricky Morton versus Dusty Rhodes versus Harley Race.
Oh my goodness gracious. Harley Race.
Okay. All right. Who will be joining Harley Race in the finals? Let's take a look. Because your next match will be Great Muta versus Greg Valentine versus Randy Savage.
Green Muta.
Great Muta, okay. So here are your finals: Harley Race versus the Great Muta.
Harley Race.
All right. Ben, there, hold on. There it is. Harley Race is your winner. He is Ric Flair's greatest, the winner of the Ric Flair's Greatest Opponent tournament, going all the way back to 1983 in Starrcade.
Very good.
There you go. This is what you did, sir. Right there.
It's a
That's what
thing
you
of
get.
beauty, folks.
That's how you book
It's
a tournament,
just
so.
beauteous.
Right. So now, on to this. We're not doing this tournament right now, but I'm gonna rhyme off the matches in this tournament, okay?
Okay.
I'm gonna only give you the names. I'll give you the gimmicks next week when we do the when we actually do this tournament.
Okay.
So, and in this one, we're gonna have with like intergender because it's the gimmick, it's not the person.
Okay.
All right, so
That worked.
the left brackets we have Ron Reese. Do you remember him?
No.
Okay, well, he had two gimmicks. He was a Yeti, and then
Oh,
he
okay.
had some other stupid I can't think of offhand. I have to look it up here. So we have Ron Reese versus Dave Sullivan.
Oh boy.
Jillian Hall versus Luke Gallows.
Okay.
Dale Torborg versus Chavo Guerrero.
Okay.
We have Muffy versus Paul Burchill. Now, Muffy, do you remember Muffy?
No.
She was Stephanie McMahon's personal trainer.
Oh my God. Holy shit.
Then we have the Red Rooster versus Friar Ferguson.
Friar Ferguson. Who the fuck?
Then we have Savio Vega versus Damian Demento.
Well, I know who's gonna win that match.
I went all the way down to the final. To the final, but you know what? It's okay. We can go because we can go from bottom to top. So,
Oh my God.
but
Friar Ferguson, aka the Bastion Booger. Holy crap.
yeah.
Two horrific gimmicks. Oh, that poor bastard.
Okay, so in the third block we have a Fred Ottman versus Ron Reese because that's the other gimmick. He was a super giant ninja.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Then we have Sean Stasiak versus Steve Lombardi.
Sean Stasiak actually follows me on social media.
Has he posted anything lately?
Yeah, he's posting some cool stuff.
And then we have Batista versus the ECW Zombie.
Oh my Lord.
Then we have the Lesbians versus the Running Man.
What?
Do you remember when Eric Bischoff was running Raw in 2005? He had the
Oh, the
Lesbians.
HLA shit, yeah.
Yes. Okay, Luke Gallows is back in the third. In the third block in block C because he faces Glenn Jacobs.
Okay.
Okay, and then we have
So
Dennis.
fake Kane versus real Kane. Or in this case, fake Kane versus the dentist Isaac Yankem.
Jesus Christ, how did you know that was the actual match that I have here in front of me?
Because I know those gimmicks. And
Yeah,
I
but that's the
know.
actual match I have in front of me because because Kane's in another match as well.
Well, I'm an educated man. What can
Then we have Dennis Knight versus Diamond Dallas Page.
I say? Okay, well, we both know who's going to win that match.
All right, and then in block B, again, this is still the left bracket, okay?
Okay.
Then we have Fred Ottman versus Battle Cat.
Battle Cat.
Brodus Clay versus the Renegade.
Oh God.
Jack Victory versus the Johnsons. Now, do you know who Jack Victory is?
Yes.
Okay. Then we have Roadblock versus Dustin Rhodes. Okay, Becky Lynch is on here. Becky Lynch versus Hector Guerrero.
Okay.
Then we have Sarge versus Shelton Benjamin.
Oh, well, Sarge would get the easy win, but if we're including Mama Benjamin in the gimmick with Shelton, then that's an interesting competition. 'Cause that was pretty bad.
Okay, next we have Tim Parker
Okay.
versus Al Snow. This is block A, the left
Okay.
brackets. We have Jim Neidhart versus Brutus Beefcake.
Oh, well, we know who's winning that one.
John Tenta versus Perry Saturn.
Oh, Lord.
Natalya versus Al Snow.
Oh, so Al Snow got two matches.
Al Snow has a whole bunch of gimmick, had a whole bunch of gimmicks in this tournament.
Yeah. Okay.
Billy Gunn versus Matt Bourne.
Oh man, that's gonna be interesting.
And Chris Harris versus Jim Neidhart.
Okay.
Okay, now.
Oh my God. Do you remember Chris Harris's
Brother
WWE
Barker,
gimmick?
what's
What?
that?
Do you remember his WWE gimmick?
Brain Walker.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah.
Braden Walker. Holy fuck.
All right, so block A, right brackets, Molly Holly versus Beaver Cleavage.
What? I'm sorry. Say
What?
that again. Oh my
What is going on? Fans, I don't know what's going on with my co-host tonight. I was just reading off Imagine. I don't know what happened.
I'm sorry. I wasn't expecting
What?
that. Oh
Well,
God,
that's the first match I have here.
I'm sorry. I wasn't expecting Beaver Cleavage.
Then we have, oh, are you ready for the next match?
Well, yeah, but I gotta look up Beaver Cleavage. I gotta see who did that
It was
gimmick.
Mosh from the Headbangers.
Oh, shit.
That was
Oh,
when you were watching. That was in 97, 98. Don't you remember?
well, I don't remember Beaver
Yeah,
Cleavage.
that was the character's name. He
Oh,
was
my God.
like the take on Leave It to Beaver.
I gotta look this up. I'm sorry.
It up. Yeah, it was a real thing. I can't
Don't get
imagine.
any pornographic
It's a, you
websites
know what?
when
My mom would be so
to
proud. Oh, look at my son.
loot with it. Oh my Lord.
Are you looking it up?
Yes, I'm looking it up. Holy.
Okay. Do you want me to wait or should I go on with the next match?
Just go on, go on.
Okay, so we have Mickey James versus Doink the Clown.
Oh my God. Holy
What?
shit.
What?
I'm sorry, I'm looking it up.
Okay.
It's I'm so sorry. Oh my God. Oh my, holy shit. You forgot to mention somebody. There was not only Beaver Cleavage, there was a Mrs. Cleavage.
Yeah, that was, yeah.
Holy God. What? Good
Yeah, that
Lord.
was a real life girlfriend, Mariano.
The attitude there at its absolute worst, folks.
Yeah. Then, okay, next match we have Sean Morley versus Terry Gordy.
Oh man, that was such a bad gimmick, Chief Sean Morley.
Yeah,
Oh
that was
my
terrible.
God.
We have PG-13 versus Vic Grimes.
I never liked Vic Grimes.
Then we have Bastian Booger versus the Ding Dongs.
Ding dongs. Oh dear.
And then we have our first triple threat match to round out Block A. Black Scorpion versus Vinny Vegas versus Cedric. Sorry, I don't say the names. Okay, we had Ric Flair versus Kevin Nash versus Johnny Gargano.
Okay.
All right, the start of Block B, we have Tony Anthony versus Conan.
Okay.
Fred Ottman versus Kevin Cross.
Okay.
Fantasio versus George Gray.
I don't think I've heard of either of those guys, at least not the gimmick.
Which one?
The ones you just mentioned.
No, I'm giving you the real names. I'm gonna give you the gimmicks next when we actually do these matches.
Okay.
So we have Fred Ottman and Kevin Cross, Fantasio and George Gray, Men at Work and Bill DeMott.
Build a mod.
All
Boo.
right. We have Brian Lee versus Brad Armstrong. And then
Brad
who?
Armstrong had some bad gimmicks.
Yeah.
I do remember that.
Then we have Triple Threat, Man Mountain Rock versus Techno Team 2000 versus Tony Atlas.
Holy crap.
Third round will be Giant Silva versus Glenn Jacobs.
Oh, Jesus.
Whoa. We have Mosh versus the Stormtroopers.
Oh, God.
Skip Sheffield and Matt Morgan.
They were both terrible gimmicks, but Matt Morgan was an actual person. Good
Yep.
God.
Rick Bogner versus Glenn Jacobs.
Okay.
Paul White versus Brian Armstrong. And then Triple Threat, John Tenta versus Mike Awesome versus Mantar.
I think we all know who's winning that one.
The fourth block D, Walter versus Bill Irwin.
Oh my God. What? Oh, there.
Chris Champion versus Ron Simmons.
You really weren't kidding when you said worst gimmicks. Good God.
No, but you don't even know what Walter's gimmick was. I'll send you a picture off air.
No, I'm just saying overall, I don't know them all, but
Oh,
I mean,
okay,
I know a good number of them, and so far
yeah.
it's like you were not kidding.
I tell you, we'd have fun. I keep turning this tournament apart. Then we have Mike Drosy and Kevin Nash.
Okay.
Slam Master J and Johnny Gonzalez.
Slam Master J would actually happen in the 2020s, if you can believe it or not. Holy Lord.
Al Snow versus Dustin Rhodes.
Okay.
Brad Armstrong versus, and the final triple threat, Brad Armstrong versus the Dicks versus Ed Ferrara.
Versus, who was the second one?
The Dicks.
Okay.
Austin, that was terrible. That gimmick was really bad.
Okay.
So that is the 100 worst gimmicks. Those are the matches you're gonna be booking, sir.
Oh, joy. Oh,
Oh my
happy day.
God. Wait till you hear some of these names though, like the gimmicks. Like you're thinking, why is Johnny Gargano on this list in this tournament?
No, I remember. Trust me, I remember what he came out dressed up as when he was a jobber. If that's what you're talking about, I understand why.
Okay, but you're probably thinking, why is Walter on this list?
Well, that's true.
You'll see. You know what? I should send you a picture of Walter.
Oh, that's probably gonna piss me off. Okay.
Right, so that is about it. That's all we have, right? Well, no, wait, we have a single roulette. We're gonna do it, the final wrestling roulette of the year.
Very good.
Because I don't think you want to do. Are we going to do a similar next week?
No, we don't have to.
Yeah, we just because the tournament's going to take up most of the podcast. It will take up
Yeah.
most of the show. So, okay, we'll be back shortly with the final wrestling roulette of the year. All right, it is the final wrestling roulette of the year. I played 21 tracks. Ben has to guess which wrestler I think belongs to. 10-second clips, and we have the obstacles. So if a wrestler's theme shows up in the rotation more than once, it's minus 1 point. So Ben, are you ready for your first one?
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go.
Is that the B team?
No, it is not. That is Simon Dean.
Oh, God, Lord. Okay.
All right, track two. Here we go.
Pass. I don't know.
Pass. Hugh Morris.
He keeps coming up. Just go away.
Right? All right, next one.
I think I was the one that got screwed on this one last night. It will not happen again. RVD.
Yes, RVD. How did you get that one?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
I remember specifically last night someone, and I think it was me, got screwed on that one.
I remember before. Here we go.
Eddie Guerrero, a very underrated theme.
Eddie Guerrero. All right, number five. Oh, minus 1 point, Ben.
That's early on in the show too. God damn. All right.
All right, number six. Here we go.
Pass. I have no idea.
That is Kofi Kingston.
Jesus Christ.
All right, number seven.
Shelton Benjamin.
Shelton Benjamin, you got your point back. All right, number nine.
Elias?
No, it is not. That is Balls Mahoney.
Oh shit, that's right. Okay.
All right, number 10.
Randy Orton.
Randy Orton. All right, number 11.
Pass. I have no idea.
Drew Gulak.
Boo.
Number 12.
He has the most mid
What?
stable. He has the most mid stable ever in NXT.
All right.
I just have to say, I'm sorry. Continue.
Okay. So that was number 11, right? Number 12. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Oh, fun. Oh
God damn.
no. Robert, that is coming after you.
Yeah, I don't think we've ever had a theme show up three times in one show.
He's kind of upset about last night, Ben. He was listening to
Exactly.
the show.
Exactly.
All right, number 13.
Carmilla?
What was that?
Carmilla?
No, that is Akira Tozawa.
Oh.
Okay, 14.
Sid Vicious?
That is Omos.
Oh. Okay, well, I'm happy I got that one wrong. Okay, go ahead. That's fine.
We have 15.
Stand back. There's a hurricane coming through.
The hurricane.
The hurricane. All right. You're going 16.
My favorite Rey Mysterio theme ever. They never should have got rid of that. I'm
Rey
sorry,
Mysterio.
but in comparison, Booyah Kaya 619 absolutely sucks.
Yeah, what?
And that it's not a bad theme, but in comparison to that, it sucks.
All right, number 17.
Ken Shamrock.
Ken Shamrock. All right, 18.
The Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase.
New Dollar Man Ted DiBiase. All right.
Edge? I don't know.
That is Chris Jericho's theme off of the WF Aggression CD.
Oh my God. Okay, whatever.
He's number 19, right?
Yep. Taker?
That is the machine, WCW.
Oh my God, what the fuck?
All right, number 20.
Hardcore Holly.
That's Sylvester Turquet.
Oh my God, this sucks.
Ah, okay, the last one, Ben.
I don't know. I know we've had that one, but I always get tripped up.
That is a dream team. Greg Valentine, Brutus Beefcake.
Oh, fuck me, senseless.
All right, wait, what was next?
Jimmy Wang Yang, I don't
That was Jeff
fucking
Jarrett.
ask. See, Jeff Jarrett just needs to retire and go away because that theme always gets me. Yes,
Ben, do you
I
want to
want to redo.
redo?
Let's go to commercial first and then we'll do a redo.
Yes,
Because we can't end the year on that sucky
that
of a
was
score.
terrible. You did terribly. Let me tell you, fans. This was the final score, 21-5. No, we're 21-6. We're doing a redo. We can't
Exactly.
end the year on with that.
We'll leave this in for your own shits and giggles, but we're doing another run.
Yes.
All right, we'll be right back.
Ben, what the hell? That
Yeah,
score
I
was
know.
atrocious.
I don't blame
What's wrong? What's wrong with you?
you. Oh
Like, I'm sitting here like, oh, what's going
my
on?
God. Yeah, we definitely gotta run that back. That warrants the first ever repeat of wrestling roulette ever.
Okay, round dos. Here we go. Are you ready?
Yes.
Let me just adjust the volume here. All right, track number one.
Heidenreich.
Heidenreich. Number two, here we go.
Now, if this was wrestling POV, that would be a minus deduction from the score, but it's not on this show. So, Lash Legend.
Last legend. All right, here we go.
Is that Alpha Academy?
No, it's not. That is the Creed Brothers.
Okay.
All right, number four.
Bret Hart.
No, it is not. That is Natalia.
Oh, shit.
All right,
Okay.
number five. Here we go.
CM Punk.
CM Punk. You are on board with three. All right, number six.
Yo, it's me. It's me. It's DDP.
Diamond Dallas Page.
Diamond Dallas Page. All right, number seven.
Pass.
That is Vladimir Kozlov.
Oh yeah, I would have never got that. That's okay.
All right, number eight.
That Primo and Epico?
No, that is Mil Máscaras.
Oh shit. That's way off.
Number nine.
Another banned song over on Wrestling POV that is not banned over here, that is Taz.
Yes, unfortunately. Right, number 10.
Perry's at
No, that is Raven. That's an even flow
Oh
ECW
shit.
theme.
I always get that one fucked up.
All right, number 11.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yes, Stone Cold Steve Austin. All right, number 12.
The Undertaker.
The Undertaker. 13, here we go.
That is another Randy Orton theme song.
Yes, Randy Orton. Very good. I love that theme song.
He hated it.
No, wow, really?
Yeah.
I don't know why.
He always hated the, hey, nothing you can say. Like he always said he hated that.
Okay, I don't know. I liked it. Sorry, here, number 14.
The Shooting Stars.
No, that is Savio Vega.
Oh, fuckery.
All right, 15. That is Gorgeous George, WCW.
I always get that one fucked up. I thought he was like a 50s wrestler, so whenever you say like
Yeah, but then there was that woman that was Randy Savage.
oh shit.
Gorgeous George.
Oh my fucking God. Oh dear.
It does
Okay.
sound like it would be the guy from the 50s, though.
Yeah.
That does sound like that kind of music.
Yeah, it does.
All right, next one.
Drew McIntyre.
That is Carmen Petrovic.
Okay. I
How does she get a theme song? I don't
don't
understand.
know.
Oh, sure, why not? Number 17, here we go.
Deuce and Domino.
Houston Domino. I'm gonna do it. Number 18.
Right to censor.
Right to censor. That was 18, right?
Yeah.
All right, you're up to 10. Here we go. Number 19. Okay, we'll be back shortly.
The Rock.
No, that is Bret Hart.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
All right. All right, number 20, here we go.
Mankind.
Mankind. All right, last one, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
21.
Pickle.
No, that is Angel Garza.
Oh shit, I almost said that,
All right, that's it. Final score 11.
but okay, well that's much better than the previous one.
Oh my God, that was bad, Ben. What happened? You know what it was? It was Rob Van Dam. He was mad at you.
Yeah, well and I've never gotten two minus two deduction,
Oh
you
my
know. And
goodness.
it was just a bad run.
All right, so that is it for the show. There's nothing else.
Indeed.
All right. So, what do you say bring the show to a close?
Yes, but before we do, let's remind folks
Oh, hold
that
on. I just got an email here from the president.
what's that?
And you're gonna be happy about this. Because we've been picked up for season six.
Very good. Yes. Well, goddamn right we'll be back. You
All right, so
we're the biggest draw for you networks. No, I'm kidding. But anywho, we will be back for your World's End after show. So you're not getting rid of us in 2023 quite yet. But then after that, we'll be back with the Tuesday timeline
and we're going
in the
to
new year.
and we're going back to November 24th, 1988 for the Survivor Series, the second annual Survivor Series.
Indeed. So still plenty more to come. And in the meantime, enjoy your holiday and Merry Christmas. And whatever you celebrate, I hope you enjoy yourself just as much as we enjoyed producing content for you this year. We'll see you next time.
All right. Ben, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too, bud.
Welcome to the greatest love.